بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. And welcome to this special interview with a productive Muslim. Today we have Brother Hamza Abdullah. Brother Hamza Abdullah is probably known as part of the twin team Abdullah Brothers, who play professional football in the NFL in the US. Hamza has been playing since 7 years old, and they're both widely known for their commitment to the deen because of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Last year they grabbed media headlines because they were playing sports while fasting, and this year they also grabbed media headlines because they're going to put their NFL career on hold while they inshallah go for Hajj. Brother Hamza, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair for having me, and Jazakumullah khair. May Allah reward you for everything that you brothers and sisters put together, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair. Brother Hamza, we want to start off by asking the question that everyone has on their mind: sports and fasting. How can those two come together?
Yes, alhamdulillah. First off, I am no scholar or mufti or anything like that, but I tend to try and read, hadith that are essential to me or something that I will go through. And there are many hadith that talk about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam competing and doing these different things and just staying fit. And, when we think about the companions, the sahabi, and you think about some of the battles and what they did while they were fasting. So it's no excuse for us, to sit in home in an air conditioning house while others are out there working and fasting. So I just tried to do my part. I'm not better than anyone, but I just tried to do my part and just tried to be a good example, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. But from a practical point of view, doesn't it get in the way of you, of the playing sports? Don't you get tired? Don't you just feel like you're a knockout if you continue?
Well, alhamdulillah, the first thing that I try to do is I always try to put my faith in Allah. So I always make dua and I ask Allah to make it easy for me, whatever it is, and especially fasting, inshallah. And then I do my part. And my part when it comes to fasting and playing sports is I try to hydrate properly. I try and make sure I'm not malnourished. So I'm taking extra nutrition. I'm taking supplements. I'm taking vitamins. I'm taking extra protein. I'm eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. And, I'm drinking and eating, every 2 hours of the night, inshallah. So the first thing I do is obviously I put it in Allah's hands. The second thing is I act on it. So those are a few keys that, inshallah, will help others. But it truly is a mindset. And once we understand and we know and we truly believe that we're doing it simply for the sake of Allah, then everything else will be made easy.
Alhamdulillah, you spoke a very, very important point there. Number one is taking the reasons as well as putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding taking the reasons, you said managing nutrition. So to get again, people say, a lot of people, they just have the big iftar in the Maghrib time. And then perhaps they have one small meal before Fajr prayer or before midnight. And then they feel tired the rest of the day. So, what's your advice about managing your nutrition properly during the night so that you could actually be productive during the day?
Yes, what I like to do is set a few different alarms, and because over here in the States, in California, we usually break fast around 8:30, and then so that's Maghrib time, and then Isha time is about 10, so we will be done with Tarawih around 11:30, so half an hour before midnight. So around midnight, right before I will go to sleep, I would have me a light snack or a protein shake or piece of fruit, just something to get my metabolism going. And then I'll set an alarm, inshallah, for about halfway through the night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, and get up and drink a little more water. Most of the time you won't even have to set an alarm, because if you're hydrating properly, you will naturally wake up so that you can go to the restroom. And when you go to the restroom, that's when you have your shake or supplement.
Awesome. Alhamdulillah, it's very helpful, and it's very good to also to be disciplined in terms of managing your nutrition throughout the night so that you don't feel tired during the day. Another thing you mentioned is saying putting your mind to it. Again, this is another very key factor in terms of being able to keep up with the fasting and being productive, in your case, being active while you're fasting. So how do you get yourself, how do you get yourself in that mindset of, I gotta do this, I can do this?
Oh yes, well, alhamdulillah, for me, being a professional athlete is really a dog-eat-dog world, or only the strong survive, all those certain cliches, they truly apply. So even if I am a student, if I am in a law office or something like that, I have to know that if I don't do my job, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to be released. I'm going to be relieved of my duties, whatever it is. So that's the motivation, you know. Aside from, you know, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah, you know, you have to understand that, you know, being a good Muslim, you know, we're all shepherds of our sheep. We have to take care of our flock, and my flock is my family and my children. So I need to provide for them, and this is what I have to do. If all I have to do is, you know, play a few sports while I'm fasting, you know, inshallah, I just ask Allah to make it easy for me, and alhamdulillah, He does.
Alhamdulillah. What about consistency? I mean, sometimes it's very easy to be sort of the first few days you'll be disciplined, you'll be fine, and then by the time you hit the 15th, the 20th of Ramadan, that's when it really hits you. So how do you master sort of the consistency to keep it up for all 30 days?
It's all about preparation. You know, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So the first thing is we have to plan to be successful, and we have to prepare. So I start fasting a little bit before. You know, I was fasting, alhamdulillah, yesterday. Inshallah, I will fast again on Thursday. And inshallah, next week, you know, before Ramadan, I'll probably fast Monday and Tuesday, and then Thursday, inshallah. So it's, you know, about getting your body ready for it. A lot of us, you know, we try and just wake up one day and we're fasting. And it takes us up until week two, we're already in week 12 or day 12 or day 13 of Ramadan before we can actually get going. But, you know, you prepare your body, you prepare your mind to begin fasting, and you understand and you'll know your limits. You know what you can and you cannot do while you're fasting. But you have to build up that that stamina and that endurance beforehand, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. One more thing, I watched one of your videos and you said that I don't want to, you know, blame Ramadan for let's say, for your career, if there's any issues with your career.
Yes.
So again, a lot of times people, either working professionally or, you know, they always blame Ramadan. So, oh, it's Ramadan, I can't do this, it's Ramadan, I can't
get
projects. So what do you say to them? Say, hey guys, I'm playing sports, I'm out in the sun, and I'm actually being active. So how do you overcome that notion of not blaming Ramadan, or at least of that fear of Ramadan almost?
You know, we have to first say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah for everything that we are blessed with and everything that we don't have. Because, you know, in that, you know, it might be a fitna, it might be something that could tear down our religion. So every situation, you know, I just say alhamdulillah for. And if I am released, you know, I don't say, oh, it's because I was fasting. Even if some trying to point to that. But, you know, I say alhamdulillah, because we have to understand what we're doing. What we're fasting for, you know, we're fasting to fulfill a fill of our faith. We're fasting because, you know, this is what the people before us did. This is the example that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam set for us, and we have to do that. And you have to know that there's also someone most likely going through the exact same thing you're going through. So, you know, if I say, man, you know, I'm Hamza Abdullah and I'm playing sports, or I am a dentist, so, you know, I'm working with people and they eat and drink all day, so I can't fast because then they're going to eat or drink. You know, you associate yourself and you align yourself with people who are like-minded, with people who are Muslims, people who are going through the exact same thing, and you lean on your brother, because we want for our brother what we want for ourselves.
Alhamdulillah. Also, in terms of, it said, I mean, last year you were invited, I think invited to the White House for iftar in last Ramadan. And the opportunity for da'wah there, I'm sure, was immense. I mean, again, you came up in the news and people think, wow, how can these guys do it? I mean, do you see also Ramadan being a great opportunity for da'wah, especially when you're fasting and you're also doing what you have to do and performing at the level that you should perform at?
Yes. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, you know, we as Muslims, you know, we tend to kind of get caught up in the storm of the media and the portrayals on Hollywood and things like that about Islam. But there's also a camera when Ramadan is involved, when Hajj is involved. So us as Muslims, we should not dwell on the negative, and we should just, you know, be over ecstatic about the positives and show people, you know, when they ask us, hey, you know, what about this, what about that? You know, invite them over to our mosque, invite them to our house, invite them to fast with us, invite them to give zakah with us, invite them to these different avenues of doing goodness, you know, enjoying good and forbidding evil. And this is something, especially Ramadan, this is a very festive time for everyone. Everyone is always in a better mood, and we should take that and we should give out to people who are Muslims, non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. You know, this is a great joy, and we should not just harbor it for ourselves. We can share in that joy.
Alhamdulillah, excellent. Alhamdulillah. One question also people ask, is it important to be fit during Ramadan? Can people say, well, I'm not a professional athlete, but should I exercise during Ramadan? If yes, then how can I exercise during Ramadan?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. I would definitely recommend working out or being fit for Ramadan, because Ramadan is, you know, is a test of your patience, your strength, your endurance, both physically and emotionally. You know, sometimes you'll wake up and you're like, there's no way I can be productive today. I take 3 naps, I take 4 naps, I can't even lift my hands up. So, you know, what we have to do is, like we talked about earlier, is prepare for that. You know, being strong, being fit, inshallah, starting to up what we do right now. You know, if I'm, let's say I'm a guy, I'm one of those sprinters, and I run 1 mile a day. Well, try and run 2 miles, you know, before Ramadan, because when Ramadan comes, you know, it's going to be tough to even run that mile. You may be only to run a half a mile. Or, you know, during Ramadan, a lot of brothers ask me, you know, what kind of workouts do you do? Well, if you notice, you know, right after Suhoor, that's the best time to work out. Right after Fajr, right now, is the best time to work out. It always has been. But right after Suhoor, you do a nice light workout, and you hydrate yourself properly. You're drinking the fluids to make sure that you're nourished and make sure you have the right supplements, inshallah. And it will be made easy for you, obviously, if you first ask Allah for it, make it easy for you, and then you act on it.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Brother Hamza, any words of advice for our productive Muslim community and productive Ramadan community regarding, you know, being productive, being disciplined, and being fit?
Oh, yes, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I would just like to, first and foremost, thank you, brothers and sisters, again. I truly appreciate this opportunity. And the second thing is, you know, you, as other Muslims around the country, you know, you guys motivate us. You know, when we hear of some of your stories, you know, we want to be better. You know, we being Hamza Abdullah and Hussein Abdullah, and there are other brothers and sisters out there. But unfortunately, we don't get to hear those. You know, we don't get to hear their voices. We don't get to see their tweets or their Facebook status, because maybe they're, you know, they don't want to offend someone who is following them. Maybe a non-Muslim is following them, or maybe they'll be looked at this way or this way. But to be honest with you, and I found this in my time in being in the professional football and the National Football League in America, is people respect you more for standing up for what you believe in than just succumbing to the peer pressure or following the crowd. You know, when I'm young, you know, I think that I have to do everything that they do. And then they say, you know what, that's not me. Let me put my kufi on. Let me wear my thobe. Let me tell them on Fridays, you know, I have to go to Juma. I have to go to my Friday prayer. You know, they look at you and, you know, it's almost like envious to where they say, hey, that's special. And that's a form of dawah. So I would just say for all my Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters out there, please continue what you're doing. Continue to be strong in the deen. Continue to encourage good. Don't look at the fault of your brother or your sister. You know, just try and do better yourself. And inshallah, in that experience, in that action, maybe you will attract someone. And inshallah, you will be able to encourage someone to be better. And first, let's start with ourselves, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Brother Hamza, thank you very much for those inspiring words and for this very, very practical, inspiring interview. I really appreciate your time. Please pass our salams to Brother Hussein. I think you have a little brother called Isa. I think so.
Alhamdulillah.
Pass my salams to them. And Jazakumullah khair. Inshallah, when you come to Hajj, maybe we can meet up, inshallah, one day.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.